knowing that there's product in PNG at the moment that's coming from Malaysia is very concerning. So we are now trying to understand how that's happened. And effectively, it's illegal. What that means is it needs to be captured and destroyed as soon as we can to prevent any diseases coming into the country.
I'm given to understand that the main concern for you guys is that this frozen chicken might contain avian influenza or human bird flu. How will that affect
That's right.
PNG? Will that affect chickens or humans, or will it affect both?
It'll affect both because obviously H5N1 is a human issue. Frozen poultry products can harbour this virus in transit. So it's a human condition and it's a human issue. So that's firstly the primary issue. Secondly, those other diseases that can come in on the products are an opportunity for our industry to be compromised. So that means that if we had an infection of one of these diseases gets into our flocks anywhere in the country, our industry is absolutely at jeopardy.
Have you contacted some of the authorities in Southeast Asia? Is there any way that you could get an explanation from them about, how this chicken might have gotten into PNG?
Yeah, we haven't got any contact with Malaysia or any of the supplying countries at the moment because we don't actually know where it has come from. All we know is here. So we're looking to investigate that promptly as we speak.
If worst comes to worst and this isn't brought under control, how devastating could this be for the poultry industry in PNG?
PNG is a very unique country in that it has virtually no avian issues at all. So when it comes to diseases, there is none. So anything coming into this country, both commercial or wildlife, could be absolutely devastated, wiped out if any of these diseases got moving through. Ultimately, what that means is that as a significant part of the economy, 900 million kina value, one in four households rely on chicken on a daily basis, and that's either for food or for creating the small to medium enterprises. This industry is supporting agriculture. It needs to be protected.
What messages do you have for people in Papua New Guinea who may suspect that they're coming across this frozen chicken? Who should they contact?
Right, I would suggest that anybody who finds a product has to notify either the PIA. We have contacts that we're putting out at the moment, the local members, or go directly to Nakia, and as we help support Nakia to find these products. Make a noise, table birds or Zanag, two of the key industry producers will certainly be able to take the calls as well. But we're desperately asking the public to look out for the products and ensure that we can identify how it's got in and hopefully prevent it from happening again in the future.